Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the August 13th, 2024 Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting. Before we met here, we met, the board met in executive session starting at 6 o'clock and ending just before 7 to discuss legal issues. So calling this meeting to order, our first order of business is the Pledge of Allegiance. If everyone would please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Mr. Christman, if you wouldn't mind calling the roll.
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
And Supervisor Nunn?
Here.
There are four present, Madam Chair. Supervisor Bruzzo, I think, notified the office.
He's just calling me, so hopefully he's on his way.
He should be on his way. He didn't say he was going to be absent tonight, so I assume he'll be late.
Okay, well, we'll get started. Since it's a beautiful summer night, we don't want to keep everybody here for too long. So before we get started with our first visitor or public comment session, just want to remind everybody that our meetings are... Oh, look who it is. That our meetings are recorded for the purposes of creating accurate minutes. So when you come up to the podium, please make sure that you state your name, your address, and you speak clearly into the microphone so that we can make sure that we have the minutes correct. So at that point, I will turn it back over to Chairman Abruzzo.
I don't like making an entrance.
No, she's making an entrance. Should have waited. Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So at that point, is there anybody here that would like to offer public comment on the record this evening? If you would like to offer a comment, please come on to the podium. And okay. Seeing as no one is coming forward, we will close the first visitor public comment session, and we will move on to the consent calendar. And the consent calendar, as everyone who is here this evening, those agenda items are listed on the paper copy that's back on the table there. And the board may choose to vote on all of these as one unit or pull them out. So at this point, I will look to the board members and ask how they would like to tackle the items on the consent calendar this evening.
I'll offer a motion that we accept the consent calendar items A through D as made public in tonight's agenda.
Okay. Motion made by Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Is there any questions or comment about these items? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Hearing none, the consent calendar passes this evening. So that takes us to our first item of new business, which is requesting the authorization to execute a cooperative service agreement with the USDA for the mitigation of the vulture activity here in Derry Township. So, Mr. Christman, if you wouldn't mind introducing this agenda item and our guests this evening.
Certainly. Thank you, Madam Chair. As this board is aware, the township has been working in consultation with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Zoo America to try to help mitigate the black vulture problem within the township. We have done this contract. This is like our third or fourth year that we've been involved with the USDA. Tony Rowland is here from the department. He can address some of the more specifics of the program and some of its successes. I am happy to report that, and maybe it's not so happy for the vultures, but as of July, 876 of them have been removed from Derry Township. Not exactly sure how they were removed, but they were removed. Maybe it was in the middle of the night. I don't know. But nonetheless, this is a one-year contract with the department, and it's an $18,000 contract. It has been $18,000 since we initiated the very first contract. We would include this amount in next year's budget for the 2025 budget. And I'll open it up to the floor if the board members have questions. Tony's here tonight. He's more than capable to address any concerns you might have.
Welcome back, Tony. I guess I will speak just as a person here who lives in the township. I don't live in that part of the township, but when you drive around, I no longer see the vultures circling the silos. So I guess the ones who would have the most impact would be the neighbors. Have you heard from the neighbors? Are they feeling like there's been some progress made over the last few years?
We've not been made aware of any complaints recently.
Oh, that's good.
From the neighbors. But there are
they are seeing fewer vultures as well. We have folks at Zoo America that are taking pretty much daily surveys of black vulture activity, and there's been multiple days now with zero observed. So that's significant.
Good news.
That's good. Times when there's been 150 or more.
Yeah.
So I guess my question would be, we've retained the service for a few years. Is it something that we just do forever now? Like, we are a hotspot for vultures, and if we want to keep it low, we have to keep the activity going that keeps them away?
I would say yes at some level. What we proposed is the same as what we've done before, and this year was the first year we've actually seen, you know, significant success. We'd like to continue that.
Excellent. Rick, did you have questions?
Yeah, I have a couple of comments and questions. I was at the zoo about a month or so ago and went around the bear's den where that's where they seem to congregate. I didn't see one. You're still tagging them. Are you still tagging them?
We're not tagging right now. But we're
okay, because I hadn't seen any with any tags on at all. What kind of metrics are we using to measure success?
Complaints from the neighborhoods, the residents around there, Zoo America. That's what we're looking as a success, whether or not we're having fewer complaints continuously. You know, we don't want to have success, leave, and then have the vultures come back.
Understand. Okay, yeah, because I haven't heard anything from up there except some low-level grumbling about it, so which is understandable, obviously. And we are putting this on the budget for next year.
That is correct.
Okay.
One point I did forget to mention, and I might have glossed over it quickly, is that Zoo America has an HENR, has a separate agreement with the USDA,
right,
so that they can work within the confines of the zoo. Our agreement, you know, works for the areas outside the zoo that are township controlled, township property. So it's kind of like a two-way street for us. In order to control the vultures, it's important that Zoo America stay involved and engaged in the process as well.
Do you see any point in time when we could do without this service?
Possibly. The problem is the black vultures are increasing in their population here in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
So they just continue to expand into the Northeast where we didn't have them, you know, say 10 years ago. So depends on how much they expand into the area, into the Pennsylvania, and so forth.
Okay. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
Tony, just a question. Are there other municipalities locally that are engaging with the USDA to deal with the same issue that we're dealing with here in Derry?
We have worked with other municipalities. Not in this general area, but around where vultures roost.
Okay. They just love it here in Derry.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Crisman, do we have to make a motion to approve this evening, or is this just, I'm sorry, I can't get into that part of the agenda item, so I'm...
Yes, if there are any,
okay,
if there aren't any other questions from the board tonight, it's in a position where you would authorize the manager to execute the agreement with the U.S. Department of Agriculture for the purpose of the mitigating the vulture activity in the township.
Okay, so it's ripe for a motion. We should make a motion to put it into the budget. Okay.
Yes.
So with that, is there any other questions from the board?
No.
All right, hearing none, is there a motion to add this to the budget for next year?
I'll try to make the motion.
Okay.
Since
we're
so,
all of us are blind. Okay, so it's not just me that's having an issue.
No,
okay.
we're all having that issue.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the $18,000 contract for further vulture mitigation efforts in the Derry Township area.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Is there any additional comments or questions? Right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes. And thank you, Tony, for being here today to give us an update.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on. Our next agenda item is the discussion on the proposed Wave 2 opioid settlement agreement. Mr. Nelson, if you wouldn't mind giving us the background on that agenda item.
So, as you know, there has been actually two large settlement agreements with companies involved in opioid production and sale. This second wave is, i.e., the second such agreement, and it mostly involves companies, some of which produced them, but many of which were like pharmacies that sold them. So, under this settlement agreement, which is nationwide, the money comes into the state and then ultimately comes into Dauphin County. The amount of money Dauphin County gets is based on the number of municipalities within the county that basically sign on to this settlement and say, yes, we will agree to this settlement and abide by this settlement. That's what's being sought here, is for the township to say, yes, we're going to agree to this settlement. This does extinguish our ability to go after these companies individually ourselves, because it's part of a large class action. We're not going to be getting this money directly unless the county agrees to spend some, you know, in our municipality. But what it will do is, by joining this, it ensures that, you know, helps the county get more, as much money as it can. And then hopefully that will help. If not used directly in our township, will be used in neighboring townships that will hopefully address these issues within ours.
Thank you. And if I remember correctly, Derry signed on during wave one as well.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So this is just the same thing. And I think
we
had a couple of proposals that came through here a few years ago, wasn't that? I think there was with mitigation or using some of these funds.
I think at one of the meetings I was at, we saw something like that.
Okay. All right. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Nelson about this agenda item?
I just have general comments and questions. If some of the folks here weren't here last year, but the same thing when we asked last year, I asked a question of accountability. How do we know that this money is being spent for these particular endeavors? $50 billion is an awful lot of money. You can buy a lot of Rolls Royces with that, a lot of coffee cups with that. My problem is, I don't want us to make the same mistakes we made with the big tobacco settlements of 25 years ago. We had $246 billion at that time, and most of the money ended up being used to plug up budget holes, public projects, and very little was reserved for nicotine-related problems. I did some research over the weekend trying to find out where this money goes. And in the opioid trust and allocation report from 22 to 23, which was dated March of this year, Dauphin County was given $2.1 million. The money that was spent out of that money was $243,000. There's still $782,000 remaining of that money to be spent. Some of the places that are funded to a particular point are McNeese Strategic Solutions, Arcana Recovery, Bethany Christian Services, Catholic Charities of Harrisburg, and Dauphin City Aspire. There's actually 21 different areas that this money is spent by. And I think I'm a little disappointed that a lot of this money isn't being used by these people, which it should be. And I'd just like to reiterate and impress upon everybody here that this money should be used for abuse mitigation and not other projects. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Zmuda. Anybody else have any comments? Okay. Hearing none, I will make a motion that the Derry Township authorizes and agrees to opt in and execute the proposed Pennsylvania Subdivision intrastate allocation participation form for Wave 2 of the settlement agreement with Teva, Allergan, CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart, and further approve and authorize the execution of any and all other documents and or agreements related thereto in order to participate in Wave 2 of the National Opioid Settlement Agreements associated with the above reference participating defendants. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, seconded by Supervisor Crowder. Any questions or comments additionally? No? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, and the ayes have it, and the motion passes. Would you like to take over? Want to sit back today? Okay. If there's an agenda item that really is calling your name, let me know.
None of them really
call. Okay, moving on to C, request for authorization to execute a temporary construction easement and a right-of-way easement agreement for parcel ID 24016-045, situated at 21 West Caracas Avenue. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the board is aware, the township is currently in the process of renovating Chocolatown Square Park to include a brand-new Veterans Memorial. As part of that project, both a temporary construction easement and right-of-way easement agreement would need to be signed and, or executed between Hershey Volunteer Fire Company, Derry Township, and the Derry Township ICDA. What's before you tonight is that agreement. We had a meeting with Hershey Volunteer Fire Company. Their president, Pat Rudisill, met with the township. They had their own internal meeting, I'm not sure, maybe a month or so ago. And they approved the easement, the temporary easement, as well as the permanent easement, and executed those agreements. It's now before the Board of Supervisors tonight to be approved and executed. And lastly, it'll go before the ICDA board, which has a regularly scheduled meeting this Thursday, August 15th at 6 p.m. So that'll be before that board later this week.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Christman. And to be clear, none of these easements will affect the fire engines leaving the station. None of them will affect their firefighting abilities. These are not at all an impact to their mission.
That's correct.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Christman? Okay, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion. I move to authorize the chairman of the board to execute both a temporary construction easement agreement and a right-of-way easement agreement for Derry Township parcel ID 24016045, situated at 21 West Caracas Avenue.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Crotto. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, seconded by Supervisor Abruzzo. Is there any additional comments or concerns? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Okay, moving on to D, adoption of the decision for conditional use application as filed by Creekview Lawn and Landscape LLC regarding establishing a landscaping and garden center use on the property located at 970 Bullfrog Valley Road. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you. Creekview Lawn and Landscaping did file their conditional use application on May 7th, 2024. There was a hearing held on June 25th, 2024. The supervisors discussed this item at their July 23rd meeting and tabled action to determine the best way to address their concerns regarding traffic generated by the retail sales products with the focus on the Saturday sales. The applicant had provided additional information related to the operation of the retail portion of the business, which is attached to the agenda item. The decision prepared by Pat Armstrong, if adopted as written, would grant conditional use approval for the proposed landscaping and garden center use subject to the conditions and restrictions set forth in that decision. The decision was slightly modified to address some of the board's concerns that were discussed at the July 23rd meeting. The Derry Township Planning Commission at their meeting on June 4th recommended conditional use application 2024-03 be approved, as is my recommendation. I think Peter is up to speed on the changes that were made to the decision, and I think the board may have had an opportunity to look at it as well.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. And Mr. Nelson, do you have anything additional to add, or the board, is there any questions about Mr. Armstrong's decision or his condition?
I have nothing to add, but if the board has questions, I certainly can address them.
Anyone have any questions? Okay. Seeing as there are no questions, is there a motion? If I can find it, I'll make it.
I'll go ahead and make the motion that the decision for the conditional use application number 2024-03 is adopted.
Okay, motion made by Supervisor Abruzzo. I will second. Is there any comments or questions? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes. Okay, moving on to E, the preliminary final land development plan for Leonard's Plumbing, plat 1388. Mr. Habig, if you could give us the background on this agenda item.
All right. Plat 1388 proposes the development of 1066 Old West Chocolate Avenue, which is currently owned by Clifford and Sue Myers, with Mike and Diane Leonard being equitable owners. The property is located on the south side of Old West Chocolate Avenue, and the land subject to this land development plan are located within the industrial zoning district. The lot contains 34,579 square feet, and the land development plan proposes to a new building with a footprint of 4,787 square feet to be used as a plumbing business and other associated improvements. The proposed plumbing business is a permitted use in the industrial zoning district. When the project was submitted, the proposed use generated 59 daily trips split evenly between the AM and PM peak hours. However, those numbers were based on a 6,000 square foot building. We do expect the numbers to come down slightly with the reduction in the size of the building. Regardless, this project does not require a transportation impact study due to the relative low impact. Stormwater will be controlled on site through a conveyance system leading to a stormwater management basin. And on March 20th of this year, the Dairy Township Zoning Hearing Board granted relief to allow a minimum lot depth of 100 feet, a minimum lot area of 0.794 acres, 20-foot setbacks for the principal structures, a 4-foot rear setback for an accessory shed, parking in the front and rear setbacks, and load-in space in the front setback. The following waivers have been requested from the SADO: a waiver regarding the location of existing structures, wooded areas, water courses, etc., within 200 feet of the subdivided property. We recommend that the waiver be granted. A waiver from stormwater profiles for existing unaffected systems. The applicant is requesting that we grant a waiver of 1 inch equals 2.5 feet vertically and 1 inch equals 25 feet horizontally. The language does need to be cleaned up on the plan. However, we recommend that the waiver be granted. In the same way, they are requesting a waiver for unaffected utility profiles at the same 1 inch equals 2.5 feet vertically and 1 inch equals 25 feet horizontally. We recommend that the waivers be granted. They're requesting a waiver regarding land contours at 2 feet for 200 feet surrounding the property. Recommend that the waiver be granted. A waiver regarding the installation of sidewalks. The plan commission and staff recommend that the waivers be granted, conditioned on the applicant offering the fee in lieu of sidewalk installation. A waiver to be able to provide digital files of the plans to the township. We recommend that this waiver be granted. A waiver regarding street trees that we recommend be granted. A waiver regarding the location of a fire hydrant within 400 feet of a non-residential building. Based on a letter provided from the Hershey Volunteer Fire Department, staff supports this waiver. A waiver regarding the sewage facility or waiver by DEP, we recommend that the waiver be granted. They requested a waiver regarding the lighting plans to be certified by a professional engineer. Since this time, they have provided stamp plans, so this waiver no longer is necessary and should be withdrawn. And a waiver from the minimum pipe size of 12 inches in diameter. After consulting HRG, we recommend that the waiver be granted. Okay. And we recommend that the approval of plat 1388 conditioned upon items 1 through 16 being satisfactorily addressed. Are there any questions for me?
Mr. Habig, if you wouldn't mind, are you able to put a photo of the piece of land that we're looking at? That's always helpful. Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Habig? No. I just think it's always helpful to look at where it's at, so we can kind of get a better perspective.
David, you mentioned equitable ownership, or this may be a question for Mr. Goetz. Does that mean that this is tied to an agreement of sale? They don't currently own the property?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
There is an agreement of sale. I'm Dave, for the record, Dave Goetz, attorney for the project, with me is Tammy Traeger from Ondra Engineer. Mike and Diane Leonard are here, and Cliff Myers, the legal owner, is also here, in case there are any questions. This is a couple doors down from, there's a storage facility, a U-Haul kind of storage units. Then there's a house, and there's this property. And then there's a siding. The next property has a siding to go back into the Hershey factory. So that's unlikely to ever have anything on it except for a railroad track.
Yeah, I don't have the problem.
Yeah.
There is a small house on this property. And what at one point was a little country store or something.
It's always helpful. So thank you, Mr. Emmerich and Mr. Habig, for bringing this up. It's always good to kind of see. You can see the plans, and it's like putting into context of where it is in the township always helps. So is there anybody else that has any? Mr. Zmina, go ahead.
I just have one quick question. I noticed.
Excuse me.
Sure. I noticed one of the waivers here regarding sewage facilities. It says here that Ziegler Excavating expected sewage flows and said they do not meet the minimum established by the DEP. Why should we waive that if the minimum isn't met?
What was that? To process the module?
I'm gonna hand it over to
you. We don't have a whole lot of on-lot septic systems in the township, so in this case, the flows expected from the facility do not meet the minimum required for DEP to process a planning module. Our ordinance requires that a planning module be processed, yet we don't meet the minimums for DEP to process a planning module.
Oh.
That's why we're supporting the waiver.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anyone else have questions? No?
So, Chuck, does that mean they're getting an exemption?
Because the property is already developed, DEP did not... does not require a module. So no, not even an exemption.
All right.
not on a sewage planning module, but.
Okay. All right.
Letters Plumbing is downtown. We're getting out of the way of the lumberyard project and also the Hit Still expansion, trying to get out of the way of all that. That's the reason for this relocation.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Goetz. All right, if there are no other questions, there are two components to this motion. So I will make the first motion and say that the waivers are granted from the Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance, Chapter 185, and Stormwater Management Ordinance, Chapter 174, as noted in the explanation section of this agenda item for the preliminary final land development plan for Leonard's Plumbing, plat 1388. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Zmuda. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, motion number one passes. So we need a second motion for the actual plan. Is there a motion to support the plan?
No. I'll make the second motion. That the preliminary final land development plan for Leonard Plumbing, plat 1388, is approved, subject to compliance with items 1 through 16. I think deleted? No? Okay.
We've withdrawn one of the waivers.
Withdrew one.
Waiver wasn't.
Okay. in the Assistant Department Head Recommendation section of this agenda item.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any additional comments, questions? Okay, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and the motion to pass the plan passes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to our next agenda item. Authorization to notify an applicant of possible Board of Supervisor action on a final land development and stormwater management site plan for Hershey Square proposed out parcel development, plat 1353, at the 8/27/24 board meeting. Mr. Emmerich, if you could give us some background.
Thank you. On December 6th of 2022, the board conditionally approved the preliminary land development and stormwater management site plan for this project, deferring action on the final plan pending the result of a traffic impact study and the applicant complying with numerous other conditions as originally stated in correspondence from the township to the applicant dated December 20th, 2022. You may recall that the traffic impact study indicated that the overall intersection levels of service would remain at level of service D. However, certain legs of certain intersections were actually dropping in level of service, and that was not mitigated through their proposed improvements. There are still 12 items outstanding, and the last revised submission was submitted November 20th, 2023. So I'm recommending that we notify the applicant that this plan will be on the board's agenda at the August 27th meeting for consideration and action based on the current subdivision documentation that has been provided by the applicant, which may result in rejection of the final plan for plat 1353 based on the submission information in the township's possession at this time, based on the latest township engineer's review letter, and based on the recommendation from the county.
Okay, Mr. Emmerich, just so that we're all clear up here, there's no new information to add to this plan that we looked at months ago. This is just giving the applicant notice that we will have it on the next meeting's agenda item, as an agenda item.
That's correct.
Okay, so nothing new to consider, nothing new to ask questions about.
And not having an extension from the applicant at this point, action will be necessary at the next meeting.
Okay.
Just in some form.
Okay.
To kind of chime in, this is, Pat and my suggestion. When denying a land development plan, we have to treat land developers in good faith. We have to give them the opportunity to correct a plan when we point out the errors. We have to point out the errors in their plan so they can correct them. And in that, this aspect of good faith, when we plan to act on a plan, we need to let the developer know and give them enough time to be prepared for that. Otherwise, if we just spring it upon them, they can challenge our action. Even if legally it's completely appropriate, they could challenge it saying, hey, you didn't give us enough time. You didn't give us time to react to this, to prepare for this. And then we could have, that action overturned. So that's why we suggest giving them a heads up so they can't claim we're not treating them in good faith.
Okay. Supervisor Zamuda, do you have a question?
I just feel like we're holding their hand. Aren't they responsible adults that they have schedules and computers to tell them when things are due and when things...
This is just what the courts require of us. So just to make sure we do not get tripped up later on.
Yeah, because that was going to be my question to Chuck. Why were we even doing this? Why don't we just...
No, yeah. There are cases where townships have, at the last minute, acted on a plan, and the courts have overturned that action because the developers did not get proper notice and time to prepare.
And Rick, to further answer your question, if there's not action taken on that plan at the next meeting, it will be deemed approved.
No, I was saying, why didn't we just do it tonight and be done with it? Isn't there an assumption of responsibility on the applicant's part?
Yes and no. It's like I said, the way the courts look at this is that this is not a adversarial relationship with the developer. It is, the way I've described it, it's a dance. with between the township and the developer. We have to telegraph our moves. The other partner needs to know what we're doing. We need to complete the dance together. So we have to act in good faith and not surprise them with anything. Likewise, they have to act in good faith and not surprise us, and, you know, be correct their plans with good diligence. If they don't do that, they can get accused of acting in bad faith. But yeah,
I understand. I'm not going to belabor it, mm-hmm. but okay. I think I disagree with the principle of that.
You can okay. take it up with the state Supreme Court.
Okay. With that, I'm going to offer the motion that the township notifies the applicant that this plan will be on the board's agenda on August 27th, 2024, meaning for consideration and action based on the current submission documentation that has been provided by the applicant, which may result in the rejection of the final land development plan for Plat 1353 based on the submission and information in the township's possession at the time and based on the latest township engineer's review letter. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any additional comments or questions? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, the motion, oh, anybody, any nays? No. Okay, and the motion passes. Okay. All right, moving on to our next agenda item, which this should be a really, really easy one. Authorization to conduct the 76th annual Hershey Halloween Parade. Ms. Walker, if you wouldn't mind giving us the background on our next Halloween parade.
Thank you. The Parks and Recreation Department would like to ask the Board of Supervisors this evening for authorization to conduct the 76th annual Hershey Halloween Parade on Wednesday, October 16th, 2024 at 7 p.m. The Board of Supervisors traditionally approves this annual event due to various roadway closures. This year's event will stage and end at the Derry Township Community Center at 605 Cocoa Avenue. The parade will proceed onto Cocoa Avenue and make a left onto Elm Avenue. The parade will then turn right onto Ridge Road, continue to Chocolate Avenue, making a right onto Chocolate, then a right back to Cocoa Avenue to finish at the Derry Township Community Center. This route has worked well in the past and provides both neighborhood and downtown exposure for the very popular event. We do have some minimal financial impact, which would be the primary expense being the police route coverage, Parks and Recreation staff time, the registration process leading up to the event, and then event expenses are also drastically reduced due to the many volunteers scheduled to assist, the Hershey Federal Credit Union prize money sponsorship, and the Hershey Company with their chocolate donation. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have at this time.
Thank you. So has the Parks and Recreation Department already reached out to the Hershey Company to let them know when it's happening and discuss the specifics of all the very generous candy donations they make?
Yes.
Excellent.
I've reached out to them. I am pending a response right now. We're probably about a week out from my initial ask, so I will follow up if I don't hear anything by the end of the week.
And do you suspect that this route will lap itself? Because I know the last couple of years, there were still people going off when, like, we were coming back in.
Yes.
So I guess it's just that popular.
Yes. So we are trying to make some adjustments this year to minimize that and the risk for that.
Okay.
One of them being some of the organization that we do within the lot and getting people out and kind of moving the candy station to an area that doesn't create gaps as they exit the parking.
Okay.
So that's one of the, there's some other things we're working on doing as well, but that's one of our major things we're focusing on.
Great.
Amy, do we have, number one, for the candy that gets distributed in the parking lot, is there a limit that the parade goers, is there a limit in terms of how much is given the parade goers?
Yes. We try to determine how many boxes to give per, like, float group, and then we have people, small groups and things that are walking too, so that's another thing we're adjusting this year is taking the total amount of boxes, the total people registered, and the size of their groups, and trying to get a plan ahead of time to get an even amount out to those groups.
Yeah, it's, and I don't really have an opinion on how much should be distributed to folks. I think and generally, I think we've always, the township, everybody's done a good job. I would say what I noticed last year, and probably this is happening for a few years, but I just it was more obvious to me last year, is that people are squeezing on the streets closer and closer. And at least from my perspective, who drove it last year? Did your wife drive it?
It was
no.
Becky
drove it?
Becky drove it.
For the van that we had,
yeah.
Becky did a masterful job. But the bigger apparatus, and Dave, you know, as your trucks were coming through, people were children, small children, you know, they were squeezing. And I think all of us felt like there oftentimes we kept trying to plead with people, step back. You have to step back because we knew what was behind us.
Yeah.
And the other, just mental note, at Chocolate and Cocoa, that seemed like it did break down. That, like, it did feel like, for planning purposes, just, I don't know what we have to do, whether it's those big sawhorses or whatever the public works uses, but it felt like as we got to that area, it was like we were all in the crowd and the crowd like merged with us. And my only concern was, I was so scared that a child was going to run out in front of us. Cause you know, it's like gold, right? We're putting this candy literally in children's bags so that they will stay. But we've all been involved in the parade a long time. I get worried when other people in the parade are kind of just throwing them at the kids because it's a mad, you've seen the mad scramble. And it will only take one person driving a float who for a second turns away and a child who scrambles for a piece of candy. That, like, to me, that's the one thing I left there last year feeling like it was a success as it always is. But I do feel like we have to do something about keeping the crowd back through the whole route. And again, at Chocolate and Cocoa, it felt like I don't know who was standing with me. We were all together at one point.
Yeah.
I felt like we were the crowd control. We stopped giving out candy. And it was like we were pleading with people to get back. So we have to, that's not necessarily one department's responsibility. I think that's going to take everybody pitching in to make sure that we beef up sort of I don't want to say not security, but we got to make it safe. In the old days, people just sat on the curb. That's as far as they came out. I felt like last year it was converging around us. So that's my observation. I know you guys will take that in the right manner and you'll work it out. So I just want to make sure that these kids are safe when they're scrambling for candy.
Chris, it's been that way every year since I've been doing the parades. The kids just kind of float in. They kind of gravitate in.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the analogy of football games. At football games, sometimes the players have a tendency to gravitate onto the field. There are designated assistant coaches that are just there to push the players back off the field.
Like their parents?
Something like that. I'm talking professionals too. I wonder if there's something we can get volunteers or something to do something like that, just to, you know, wear the yellow vest and say, you know, along the parade route.
It's tough.
It is tough. The parents need to do a better job of like making sure their kid doesn't get run over.
Preach. I agree. Good. What are you going to do?
But I agree with Supervisor Abruzzo, and especially around the curves. Like anywhere that there's a curve, it is, Becky did an amazing job.
Ridge
but like,
chocolate.
Yeah, it is really rough. I don't know, like caution tape, but I bet that like the caution tape would just be ripped out. Like,
oh, in a heartbeat. That's why I said if you get just people floating around and some volunteers just to.
Maybe even community, like communication. We haven't really pushed that type of communication out to the community leading up to the
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
That might be something we can add in.
Well, that's a good idea, but I will say people are coming from all over. Yeah. I mean, they're not just, you'll be able to reach Derry Township folks through our mechanisms, but there'll still be a lot of people. I was thinking, like, how do we convey that? I mean, to the people in the parade, it's easy. You know, we can give them information when they register, but for parents, it really is their responsibility, but it's our responsibility too. And so we have to figure out, you know, what we can do visually along the parade route. And if that's that, you know, I know the chief has lots of evidence tape. He has that stuff in his car. He rolls that out. I mean, maybe we tie some stuff up along the sides, but
yellow lines. Those have been popular downtown.
Keep everybody back.
It might be helpful, Chief, if someone could give Becky instruction on how to drive the vehicle with us behind it, because oftentimes we felt like she left us behind and we were scrambling up ahead for candy, and then, you know, so I don't want to make a big joke about it, but that, I think that's, we're all talking about the same thing.
We can also just make sure that hopefully we can get another enough mountain bike officers to go back and forth on the route and just try to keep people back as well.
Okay.
All right. Amy, I got one question.
Yes.
Is there a rain date?
There is not a rain date.
Okay.
So this is rain or shine. We've gotten very lucky in the last
we have.
Few years, so we hope this year is the same.
Okay. Well, thank you, Amy, for answering our questions and good discussion on this. Is there a motion to approve the 76th annual?
I will just jump the shark here before you even finish, because I wanted to make this motion, but I thought Mr. Crowder or Mr. Zamuda were going to try to say it first. So I will make a motion that we conduct the 76th annual Hershey Halloween Parade on Wednesday, October 16th, 2024 at 7 p.m.
Okay, motion made by Supervisor Abruzzo. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Is there any additional comments or concerns? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion passes. Okay, moving on to resolution number 2024-17 for Act 537, Plan Revision for Hershey West End Development. Mr. Emmerich.
Speaking of planning modules, this is kind of an oddity.
Yeah.
The Hershey West End project proposes about 634 EDUs of sewage capacity. The flow is intercepted by the Bullfrog Valley High Meadow trunk line leading to the High Meadow pump station, which will ultimately be treated down the road here at Clearwater. The upgrade to the High Meadow pump station is planned in part to accommodate the expected and existing flow. As a result, DEP is, in this case, requiring a planning module to amend the township's 537 plan because of the activity with the sewage pump station. And what that requires is that the Board of Supervisors adopts Resolution 2024-17 as part of that planning module packet. The Planning Commission at their meeting on August 6th, 2024 did review the planning module and had no comments.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. And this is basically just to upgrade what was originally proposed to the board terms of getting the sewer out of there.
This is DEP paperwork.
Okay.
Chuck. It's important DEP paperwork,
I'm sure
Chuck.
It is.
My question is, did the sewer authority folks have a chance to take a look at the planning module?
They've already signed off on their portion.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Chuck, does this affect the approved conditional landing to development plan at all?
No.
Okay.
No. When the other phase of the land development plan was approved, typically a project in Derry Township does a planning exemption, which is what Peter was asking about, because our sewage plan is so well run that they can sign off that there's no anticipated overflows in the next 5 years. Because of the known issues with High Meadow Pump Station, that can't be done in this case, so a module has to be done.
Wow. Okay.
The update or the improvements to High Meadow Pump Station weren't far enough along for the last plan for Hershey West End to trigger this.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks for the explanation.
You bet.
Yeah. Okay, any additional questions? Okay, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that the Board of Supervisors adopts resolution number 2024-17.
Okay, motion made by Supervisor Crowder. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Any questions or comments? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, and the motion passes. Okay, next agenda item is the request to hold 2024's Choctoberfest. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Choctoberfest 2024 is a community event that will be held on Saturday, October 12th, 2024 from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. adjacent to the Chocolate Town Square Park, which is currently under construction. This family-friendly event will offer an array of activities for all ages and is free to the public. Live entertainment will be featured throughout the day, and food and beverage options will be offered to include local craft beer and food from Hershey downtown restaurants. This event is produced by the Downtown Hershey Association Michelle Emmerich is here tonight and answer any questions if you have them. Admission to the event is free, as I said. It will be necessary to close the first block of West Caracas and a section of South First Street. The closure will be properly signed prior to and during the event. Notifications will also be provided to adjacent residents so they can remove any parked vehicles within the site prior to the event date. Vendors will be arriving at 7 a.m. for setup, and they'll be required to clear and be off the street by 6:30 p.m. Financial impact, we may schedule one of our community service officers that day to just try to monitor and help out with any pedestrian traffic needs, depending on where people are parking and coming in from.
Okay. Thank you, Chief Warner. If I can ask Mr. Emmerich or Mr. Habig just to show us, just so we can have a visualization of like where the location is going to, or where the Trucktoberfest is going to take place while the Veterans Memorial is being constructed, just so we have a picture in our minds of where it'll be.
I can kind of simplify. It's pretty much the same as National Night Out.
Oh, okay. That puts it into good perspective.
And
okay.
Also the same as Trucktoberfest last year.
Okay.
Except without the rain.
Okay.
Do we approve Trucktoberfest? Just so I know, because we're closing the road, but do we have
I
to?
I think with this, as I stated, with the scope of the event, it's probably best to have an approval by the board. I would imagine there's you guys are going to have to get some type of, for lack of a better term, some type of permit for the craft beer and so forth, right?
I think the board has already approved all the Downtown Hershey Association events for the year 2024. The approval I think that we're looking for is to close the road.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. No, then that answers the question. If we already, and I do vaguely now remember we did probably authorize everything. And then, okay, well, so this is, I don't want to get off topic. We're speaking specifically about the road closure. So we are going to be, where will it be held? I'm looking at the image up there.
So the closure would be from Cocoa to Linden.
Yeah.
And then the South First is the stretch.
And it's basically in the parking lot.
Right.
The event, okay.
Right. So it's modified a bit, I'm sorry. So it will allow access for the fire department in and out, and will back up a little bit for where the entrance is into that parking lot for closure.
Okay.
So if you're coming to Trucktoberfest, you're parking somewhere else. You're parking in the parking garage and walking over, or parking over. Can you park over at the theater and walk over, or no? Okay.
Downtown. We're going to direct our vendors to park at the gate on Hershey property, Hershey Chocolate property. So they park along that gate that Chuck is pointing out now. And then that leaves the parking areas for event, you know, people coming to park.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for the chief or Mrs. Emmerich? Okay. Is there a motion? All right, I will.
I move that the request to hold the 2024 Trucktoberfest on Saturday, October 12th, 2024 be hereby approved. Sorry.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. I will second. Is there any additional questions or comments?
Nope.
All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes. Okay, our next agenda item is the authorization for a community banner to be located at the construction fence near the southwest corner of the intersection of Cocoa Avenue and West Caracas Avenue. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you. The zoning ordinance allows the Board of Supervisors to approve banners for community events. In this case, the banner is proposed for the Hershey Partnership's Hershey Soup Cook-Off. The 2024 fundraiser is scheduled for September 28th. And the banner will be placed on the construction fence near the intersection of Cocoa and West Caracas Avenue. They intend to put the banner up not more than 30 days prior to the event, and we'll have it down within 2 days after the event.
Okay, great. Is there any questions for Mr. Emmerich about the banner? Okay, hearing none, I will offer a motion that the Hershey Soup Cook-Off banner is authorized to be placed on the construction fence near the southwest intersection of Cocoa Avenue and West Caracas Avenue. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes. Okay, our last agenda item this evening is the acceptance of final financial security for stormwater management plan for 7 Lucy Avenue. Mr. Emmerich and Mr. Stump, who I know is not here today, so we'll turn it to Mr. Emmerich.
So this is stormwater management facilities for a dwelling, garage, driveway, walkway, porch, and patio at 7 Lucy Avenue. The applicant and property owner is Melvin F. King. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the township's, prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $42,118 is to be provided, which the applicant has done and has signed it our standard agreement regarding stormwater management facilities and plans. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accept the cash financial security and enters into the agreement to provide financial security between Melvin F. King and the Township for the stormwater management plan for 7 Lucy Avenue, S-2024-005.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Is there any questions for Mr. Emmerich about this stormwater management? No. Okay, hearing none, is there a motion? Okay, I will offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts the cash financial security in the amount of $42,118 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security between Melvin F. King and the Township for the stormwater management plan for 7 Lucy Avenue, S-2024-005. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any additional comments or questions? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. The ayes have it, and the motion passes. So that brings us to our last item of business for this evening and moving along to supervisor board and committee reports. So starting from the left, Supervisor Zamuda, do you have anything to report out this evening?
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's been 3 weeks, and I have nothing to report.
Okay. All right. Supervisor Corrado, anything to report?
Ditto. Nothing to report.
Okay. Supervisor Wyckoff?
I have no report this evening. Thank you.
Okay. Supervisor Abruzzo?
No report.
Okay. And I have no report this evening as well. So moving on to our departmental reports, Chief Warner, do you have anything additional to add this evening?
Just a couple things. We talked about the Halloween parade this evening, and several years ago, somebody put quill to parchment, and just want to remind everybody that Halloween will be on the 31st,
yeah.
Thursday, October 31st. So we'll I'll get with Becky. We can put out information on that. And then just to remind everybody, our National Night Out was moved to next week, okay. Tuesday, the 20th. So that goes from 6 to 8. So all the vendors that said they were going to man tables and help out, they've recommitted. So it should be a great event. Hopefully we'll get some good weather. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Sussman, Dave, do you have...
Thank you. Yes, real quick. Just two things. 100 calls for the month. So it was a busy month last month for us. And also this evening is our company's meeting, and we will be accepting 5 new members. So,
oh, congratulations.
Very nice.
That's wonderful
to see that
news.
In
excellent.
Volunteer day. So we look forward to welcoming them real soon.
Fantastic.
That's all I have. For
glad to hear it. Public Works, Greg, do you have an update this evening?
Thank you. Just a few things. Boathouse, Kiefer, Shope's Church were swept today to remove excess stone from the tar and chip process. Sweeping will be completed tomorrow. These roads will receive one more process of fog sealing to complete these projects. As a staff member in charge of all things green in the township, I am happy to report that the cooler and wetter weather have the parks and facilities, lawns and landscapes recovering. And thanks to our e-news article on minimum height requirements and vegetation over sidewalks and roadways, Our tree ordinance violation letters are well ahead of last year's pace.
Fantastic. And I noticed all of the park benches along the Shank Park Trail and the bridge. Both of the bridges have been power washed. They look brand new. I actually thought when I ran down there that they were new and then realized someone was like, oh, no, they power washed them. They look fantastic.
Yeah,
you weren't fighting the grass that wasn't growing. It was great. And they look fantastic.
If you've noticed any of the parks or facilities or roadsides that looked a little unkempt, that was on purpose. Longer growth shades and keeps it green a little bit longer. So I was proud that some of our properties were greener than
look
some
better
other
than
properties.
Our lawns.
Even though some of the weeds were a little bit longer, it was planned, but it should start getting looking a little more manicured moving forward.
Well, it was great while they weren't mowing that they were, well,
we were very busy.
Crew was doing lots of other things to make the township look
thank
beautiful.
Thank you for noticing.
So, Allison, Ms. Jacobine, if you have a report this evening.
So I'm happy to report that the Friends of the Library raised over $48,000 with their recent book sale. It's definitely one of the most successful ones I've been present for. And we're very thankful to the community for their support. It was a great turnout. We had lots of people there. Everyone was very happy with the sale. So we had a good time.
Fantastic. Good work. Okay, Mrs. Walker.
Thank you. Just a reminder, the drive-in movie at Shank Park will be happening this Friday, August 16th. We'll be showing Encanto, and there will be concessions available for purchase. Also, our outdoor pool hours have been able to be extended due to the start of the school year. So Monday through Friday next week, August 19th through 23rd, the outdoor pool will remain open. It was not originally planned to be open at the start of the summer, so we've been able to extend that. The schedules can be found online at derrytownship.org under the Parks and Recreation section.
Fantastic. Now, it looks like there might be rain this weekend. Will there be a rain date for the movie?
There is a rain date for the movie. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
Saturday, August 17th is the rain date, and both dates would start at dusk for the movie.
Okay. If it rains on both of them, it just... No movie.
Yes, unfortunately, it would be canceled. But usually they are able to work, the company is able to work with us, and we can work those funds into the next season.
Okay, great. All right, thank you. Our township engineer, who is not Mr. Stump this evening.
We have nothing to discuss tonight.
Okay, just like Mr. Stump. Okay, Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you. I have two items this evening. We have two conditional use applications in for short-term rentals, both of them in Sipetown. One located at 950 May Street, one located at 74 Sipe Avenue. I'd like to schedule hearings for those for September 24th, one beginning at 6 p.m. and one beginning at 6:30. These are rather standard short-term rentals. I don't think we'll have a problem getting through them in that time.
Okay, so everybody needs to look their calendars for September 24th, date?
It's a regular meeting night.
Okay, yep. So it's start at 6?
Start at 6.
Okay. Looks like it. Okay. Does that work for everybody? Okay. Looks like you're a go.
Okay. Thank you.
It works.
That's all.
5:30.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay. All right, Mr. Habig, did you have anything additional? No.
Nothing to report.
Okay, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you. No report this evening.
Okay. Mr. Crispin.
Just one item, just a reminder to you and Supervisor Abruzzo, we do have a ICDA meeting this Thursday at 6 p.m., and there are a couple items on that agenda, including the agreements that we approved tonight for Chocolate Town Square Park, and there are three small projects that Hershey Entertainment and Resorts will be looking to seek ICDA approval for. A floor improvement project, a chiller project, and a locker room project, all of which comes out of funds that are not hotel tax dollars. So,
capital funds.
Correct.
Okay.
So there you go. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Okay, that brings us to our last option for the public to place comment on the record. So if anyone would like to come forward, same rules apply. Please step forward to the podium, state your name, your address, and you are welcome to put comments on the record this evening. Okay, seeing as no one has moved forward, that will close our second option for public comment. And our last item on tonight's agenda is adjournment. So is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay,
second.
Thank you. And is I can't imagine anybody would not be in favor, but all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, any opposed? Okay. Hearing none, the motion passes and the meeting is adjourned. Good night, everybody.